Blog Talk Radio.
From experience, and I'm also speaking from being able to tell you that it's real.
Everybody has to have a core. There's something that drives me. There's something that is bigger than ourselves.
Are you kidding me? Did you really just come at me like that? You will be eliminating the people that just don't have no business coming in your direction in the first place by the way you carry yourself, the way that you speak, and everything like that. So all you're doing is eliminating and inviting the correct people in your life.
No. We want to hear the difference.
Where do y'all want to go with this? You're talking children. You're talking relationships. You're talking all kinds of things. And it blows my heart, man.
We're doing what we do every week here at the Man Up Talk Show. Once again, it's yours truly, Mr. Nas. And I believe we got my partner, one of my brothers online, the one and only author, motivational speaker, brother Edward L. Fairley. What's going on, bro?
What's good, baby? How y'all doing, man?
Hold on, man. Trying to stay blessed, bro. Trying to stay blessed. We got a couple things going on. I think there's someone else online. Let me see. I'm not sure. Let's just double check. I think we have Brother Hassan. Who we have on the line tonight? We just got a listener? Yeah, more than likely, just listen to the show. But if those calling in, you know, just want to put a disclaimer out there. If you call and you have a question, make sure you hit the prompt that you have a question so we can know when we see on the switchboard when you call and we can identify you properly, and we make sure we don't have no dead space when we switch over and ask. And if you just listen, We welcome you to the Man Up Talk Show. Big shout out to my brother Daryl. He had, I believe, a death in his, I guess, circle. But he said he'll try to be on the check-in later on. Brother Hassan, he'll be checking in with us. And, you know, we're going to have a good time tonight, man. You know, the topic is sex and romance. And we want to have a special guest, brother, Miss Vicky Martin. I believe she was on one of our prior shows. You remember her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Strong sister. She's a recording artist. She'll be coming on after we do the afternoon mix. So how was your week, brother?
Oh, man. My week was great. Just working on getting harmony in my in all aspects of my life with the whole addition of the baby, and I added my whole community service and outside things back into play because I took off for 2 weeks. So just trying to get everything in harmony as far as rest and time with the family and making sure that those that I teach in my classes as well as my the young men that I mentor or whatever don't feel neglected and just getting balance back in my life in regards to the different projects and stuff that I have going on. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you one thing, man. This whole let's talk thing is getting brutal, man.
Well, some of the listeners don't know about it. I want you to take the time and let some of our listeners know what you have going on Facebook with the let's talk blog. All
right, basically, let's talk, man. It's bringing to the table different questions or thoughts that a lot of people think that they're the only ones going through. Or it makes them not human or what have you. So me being the person that will find an edge and just say, that's the edge? Okay, well, I'm going to see what's on the other side. I bring those different questions, thoughts, or topics to the table and just pretty much end it with let's talk. Here's today's let's talk, which is definitely a touchy topic, but today's let's talk was, if you are concerned that your mate might be cheating on you, do you ignore the might and continue having unprotected sex with him, force a condom back into the bedroom until the concern goes away, deny them sex until you feel that they are monogamous again, or other? Decisions like this confront people every day. What are you or they to do? Let's talk.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, just like, do me a favor. Let everyone know your Facebook handle and the website so they can be part of what you're doing and you know, also checking out Thought of the Day because, like yourself, brother, it's been a busy week, but, you know, I've been trying to balance a little couple things and work behind the scenes. But I know we have some new listeners tonight, and I want to make sure that they know about everything that you're doing, Brother Haas, Brother Darryl's doing, myself, and just, you know, overall in general.
Okay, well, if they wanted to look me up on Facebook, I have several pages, but the two that I frequent most and I do my post on is, of course, my personal page, which is Edward LeVar, which is what the L stands for, LeVar Fairley, that's F as in Frank, AIRLEY. That's my personal Facebook page. And then I also have author Edward Fairley as my fan page, which is F as in Frank, AIRLEY. But author Edward Fairley is my fan page for any of those who follow my books and pretty much my thoughts of the days and stuff like that. As well as my website, which is www.edwardfairley, that's F as in Frank, AIRLEY.com. And it gets pretty real as far as the topics are concerned. And it's needed because so many things, like I said, people are thinking about, wondering about, wanting answers to, but they think that they're the only ones going through it or thinking it or what have you, and it leaves them out back. So I just want to tackle those things because churches aren't talking about it. People just in general aren't talking about it. So it's stones that are being left unturned. So this is just my way of doing it and giving people opportunity to converse back and forth with me and others who also feel the same way. Just like this one was really touchy. This one was really touchy, Nas. It was, if your mate doesn't like you going through their cell phone, is that a person who just likes respect or their privacy or a person with secrecy? I think I just heard some stomachs drop. Don't be scared. Let's talk.
That's a touchy one there, brother. You can go both ways.
It is. And that's the whole point, to help people see that stuff can go both ways. Don't think that your way of thinking is the only right way of thinking. And don't think that your way of thinking is a way that no one else is thinking. So, like I said, the whole point is to get people to talk about these things, bring stuff to the table, and even bring it to the household. Unfortunately, I had some people text me saying, man, I want to comment, but my man is looking at it. He looked at my Facebook, and I don't want to say what I'm like. See, you already got problems.
Yeah, I think we discussed it before, brother. I mean, I think you said it before about how us men need to learn to communicate and open our mouths. So, I mean, I think you nailed that, definitely. But I have to put a disclaimer out there also. It was funny because when we came up with a topic, sex and romance, you know, we received a couple of emails. You know, they were saying, oh, life's more than sex. Now, granted, it is. There's more to life than sex, but it's an important part of what we do and romance. You know, we don't know it all. Me personally, I don't know it all. I'm always trying to learn, trying to become better. I mean, so with that being said, we're going to try to hit a bit, have fun with this subject tonight. We're going to also try to be enlightening, and hopefully we can teach, because I'm not no expert. As a matter of fact, let's just be honest. Is there such an expert out here? Because I think you talked about it later, in the earlier show, about how can experts tell you how to be with you or me?
I said that before. It just blew
my mind, because I remember listening to the show. I kind of went back to the archives, and I remember you saying that. I was trying to get a clip, but I was trying to get the show up on time tonight. But you said that. It was just credible. I mean, is there such thing as a sex expert? Or a man expert?
Honestly, no. I'm serious. I'm going to say no, because everybody's different. I mean, this is a grown man show. I'll go in depth a little later. But what you do with your, what you did with your ex is not necessarily what's going to work with your new girl. So, honestly, the key to being romantic with anyone or successful when you're talking about sex with someone is to be a student of them and their body, to make sure that you pass when it comes to that area of class.
Well said. And, you know, when I thought about that, I was thinking about the conversation we had about that, because, you know, I hear so many people have put their inputs. Well, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. Well, you're giving a blueprint of what works for you. You know, that definitely for someone else. So, I mean, you know, so when I said that, I mean, you know, I just want to make sure that some of our listeners understand it's not going to be sex talk. You know, we're going to, hopefully we can be enlightening. Hopefully we can open some eyes, some ears. We're going to have some realism talk. You know, it's gonna be a grown discussion tonight. We're gonna have fun with it. Brother Haas is gonna be on. He'll be checking in at 7:30. We'll have the recording artist, Miss Vicky Martin, and she has a hell of a story. We're gonna do a brief interview with her, just, you know, give some of the listeners, because she has a new single out, and she's been supporting you, Brother Eddie, supporting Haas, myself, and we want to show that love back. We definitely want to bring her on and talk a little about her career and her assessment on the topic, because for those who don't know Vicky, she's very real. She's very real with what she says. She doesn't pull a punch, so we can appreciate that realism. But I don't know, brother. I mean, what's happening down there? You got any events happening down there before we go into the after work mix set?
I meet with the producers and stuff in about a week. My manager, boy, she is going hard. Actually, she's the one who kind of brought up the whole I need to be more social on a social network, which is what kind of birthed the whole let's talk thing. She kind of like, let me show you how awesome she is. I was talking to her, and she's like, she just probing me. Well, what do you want what do you want to do with your brand and you as a person? How do you want people to receive you? I said, well, you know what? I hear a lot of people say, man, I wish I could just have your mind for a day or see how you think for a day. I said, so I want to kind of create something or an environment or even a product whereby I can share my mind with those who would like to hear how I would think or feel about certain things or what have you. And she just said, right before I even finished, she said, oh, that's easy, an app. Let's make an Eddie Fairley app. this is a situation, a scenario that I'm going through today, what I'm thinking or whatever, and I want to know what Eddie Fairley or Edward Fairley would say about that. Send that question or whatever through, and they get a reply of how I would attack that situation.
Wow.
Who does that?
Wow.
Who does that? Who thinks like that? So a lot of things, man, that I've been working on with her and, of course, Sig. I love you, Sig. I know you're listening. You're awesome.
Oh, definitely.
And more than likely, she probably will call because – and I know she doesn't. She ain't gonna have a problem with me saying this, but when you talk, we talk about sex. That is definitely her area. she loves to go in about some sex. And honestly, this is a show where you definitely probably want to put your kids away because I love sex too. You have to get graphic and detail in order to bring stuff like this home. So. You might feel that, dang, Eddie's in rare form today, but as usual, you will get over it. So we'll go. We're just gonna go from there.
But you know it exactly, brother. I mean, the show's gonna be awesome. You're gonna have a good time. And listen, like he said, like my brother said, you know, put the kids away because there's gonna be some adult conversation going down, and hopefully, you know, things gonna be said that we can learn from, grow from, laugh about. And just understand this is part of life, you know, sex and romance. And, you know, just because you're in the church does not mean you kind of put your life away, but it's all part of life. So, you know,
whatever.
Understand
if you're
that.
In the church, it's because of this topic that got you here to be in the church. So miss me with all that crap. I'm going to leave it at that.
Hey, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, how you going to talk about that? Come on now. Really?
Whatever.
Come on.
If it wasn't for sex and romance, you wouldn't be born. So get over
yourself. Amen. But listen, let's get into the afternoon mix. Big shout out to my man DJ Crazy K checking this out. He's on a special after work, I think. Let me read the thing right here. Excuse me. It's an after work get together at the Southern Comfort Cafe at 501 Central Avenue, Orange, New Jersey. Big shout out to all of them to support us and checking out the show. Crazy K's rocking the R&B modern classic and today's music in an adult atmosphere. Great food, drink specials. So if you're in that Orange area in New Jersey, check them out. You know, it's going to be a lot of things going down. So let's get into a little music, and we'll see you guys in about 10 minutes. Is that cool, brother?
Yes, sir.
Hey, let's go.
My name. Thank you.
back, returning to Mac, and this is what we do. And right about now, those just tuning in, welcome to the Man Up Talk Show with yours truly, Mr. Naz, and of course my brother Edward L. Fairley, Mr. Daryl Harrington, and of course Mr. Hassan Black. Right now, tonight's topic is sex and romance. I believe we have a call on hold. Let me see if this caller is our guest host. Is that cool, brother?
Yeah, man.
All right, let's go. Once again, welcome to the Man Up Talk Show. You're on the line. Okay, I think he's still on hold. Yeah. We won't keep on going with the topic. We're expecting our co-host to call in shortly. So, tonight's topic. Sex and romance. Where can we start?
Man.
Wide topic.
Yeah. Wide load. I hear a big beeping sound in the back of my mind. Honestly, we can start with I guess, is there a difference between sex and romance? Matter of fact, is there a difference between sex, romance, and making love?
Good point. is there a difference? I mean, you know, you hear the cliche, you know, let's do the sex, and then you hear about the romance. I mean, honestly, listeners, you know, please chime in. Feel free to call in on this one, because this is an open door topic right here. Is there a difference?
Yeah. You going to share the number with them now?
Yeah, no doubt. Definitely. The number to call in is 646-478-4507. Once again, the number is 646-478-4507. When you call in, you have a question, you definitely want to hit the prompt. I think we have our first caller. Let's see what we got right here, because they got a question on the switchboard. Once again, welcome to the Man Up Talk Show. You're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the line with the Man Up Talk Show. Who's calling?
Good evening, gentlemen. This is Fig.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Those who are probably wondering, what is a Fig?
No, for those in the hood, it ain't a cigarette, so get that. Nah, it's not a cigarette. That's just the street terminology. Sig, what's going on?
Nothing. You guys are doing great. I saw the topic is just new. I had to have some words.
I told you, I knew it.
We knew you was coming in. You know, we waiting on Vicky now. She's getting herself to her phone now. She'll be calling our guest co-host and hostess. I think they're together, but we'll find out shortly.
She's the young lady that was on there before that was explaining to Eddie about getting his dick sucked. Excuse me if that's wrong.
Wait a minute.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
I loved her. Now, that's the topic. I could go all in on her for a day or two. I need to go have lunch with her. We could have a good time.
She's very open with hers.
Oh, I love that. Now, sex to romance and making love. There's definitely a difference between all three, but you can definitely romance your way while having sex.
Yeah.
And if you make it love, it's going to be most definitely without a doubt romance, because that's the way it's going to spark off. Sometimes you just need to have sex, you know. Sometimes you just need to get a nut.
Right.
And then there are times when you just want to romance and finesse it. The mood is right. You and him are just out of eye contact, and it's just perfect. And it just happens, and it's so sweet, and it's such a connection, and it transcends you and takes you places. Then there are times when you just really need to be fucked. Like if you off your rocker and you've had a bad week and you come in the house acting like you lost your mind, instead of arguing with her, gentlemen, fuck her. Fuck her, she will come right around.
Hold on. See, you know what? I need you to do me a favor, if you don't mind. Can you please say that again for some of our listeners? Because I don't think they heard that right.
Okay. Sometimes you just need to be fucked. If you come home, gentlemen, and she has already had a rough week and she done put you off for no reason other than so-and-so at work got on her nerves. Her boss is working her last good one. The kids won't stop painting the damn wall. Get the kids a wall in their room, let them paint it. That's what I did. But fuck her. Of course she can say anything. Grab her and fuck her. You ain't even got to kiss her. Just fuck her. Promise you, she will mail to forget what happened for the week. She'll forget what she was fussing about. And she will make you dinner.
Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, we got my brother online. Brother Hassan Black is in the building.
Yes. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Good evening, everybody. Old town.
You heard Sig. I'm sorry, brother. You walked into Sig, and this is how she gets down.
Hey, I heard somebody say, just grab her and get her, and I'll walk right on the right top.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. I mean, seriously, what I do for a living, I argue for a living. That's what I do. I love doing it. I'm passionate about it. But I don't want to ever argue in a relationship. If I act like I want to be twisted, all he got to do is strip.
Oh, that's right.
Strip, and I'll be like, and I think a lot of problems with a lot of people is just that they just really need a good fuck. I tell everybody that. Why are you arguing? Just fuck and get it over with.
So you're trying to tell me that in certain circumstances, the romance can wait.
Yeah, sometimes romances can wait. Romance is going to happen when it happens. And part of it, in all honesty, and I tell people this all the time, you have to get to know your partner. And when people say, well, how do I know when to do this, when I do that, once you learn your partner, you'll be able to give her and him exactly what they need, when they need, without any communication whatsoever.
Yeah, that's good.
Very well said. Very well said.
Each person is different, you know. Because whereas I think I would rather spend most of my time with a dick in my mouth, my brother Eddie would appreciate that.
Come on,
God, oh,
this
God.
I think we have your partner. I think we have Ms. Vicky online. Let me see if we can get her to pull up to join this conversation, ladies and gentlemen. Let me see.
Yeah.
Okay, open this line right here. Where we at? You on the line with the Man Up Talk Show on the panel. Who's on the line with us?
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Todd D. Checking out the show, coming in the building. What's going on, Mr. Nash?
Hey, what's going on, believe
me? What's going on, brother?
We got Brother Todd, DJ Todd is in the building. He'll be on the show, later on tonight. At ShadowWorlds.com. He's checking out the show. We appreciate him checking in, brother. So we have Sig, Brother Eddie, and Haas online. And tonight's topic is sex and romance. Yeah, I know you listen to the show, brother, but you got any input on this one?
Oh, yeah. What I want to say is, just like the young lady said, you know, sometimes you just got to come in. And, you know, your woman, she had a rough day. And what I like to call it, give a little act right. You know what I'm saying? You act right after that. I agree with her. You just give her a little act right, she's going to act right.
Wow.
Now, wait a minute now, ladies. Just listen. I don't want y'all to think that I'm all on the man's tip, although being on the tip's nothing wrong with that. So men have bad weeks. They come home after they lost their last good one. I need 30 minutes to unwind. I got to unwind. Meet them at the door with his favorite drink. I don't care what it is. Meet him at the door with his favorite drink. Don't say shit to him. Unzip his pants, drop to your knees, and blow him until he says ah. And after he says ah, make him spell your name. Not say your name, but spell it nice and slow.
Jesus.
Wow. And you still got a new pair of Jimmy
Choo's
after that.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
And Morse code if you can. That's what I'm talking about.
Morse code?
Wow.
You know, dot, that's all you need to be hearing when you walk in the door.
Wow. So we got some terminology coming in the door, right, Sig?
That's right.
Yeah. You just give us a Mac right. You know, you just grab her, like you said, you know, and you give us a Mac right. Because sometimes they come in with a little attitude, you know, they ain't got pissed off, they boss, hard day of work. friends or whatever may have got on their nerves, and they want to vent. So, hey, you make them vent the way you know how to make them vent. You just give them some
wow. Wow. Todd, but listen, brother, I appreciate you calling in. You want to listen to the show?
Oh, yeah, man, you know that. I'm online, bruh.
No doubt. Yeah. Todd, listen, I'll put you on hold. I think we got our guest host calling in now. So, Todd, man, you can stand by and put you on mute for a minute as we bring in, I think, our co-host. All right, brother?
All right, you got it.
Hello, you're online with the Man Up Talk Show. Who's online with us?
Ricky Martin. I was on the line.
Uh-oh, wait a minute.
I heard the whole dick in the mouth and all that shit.
Oh!
That was pretty good. Kudos to her. I like that. That was pretty cool. And having him spell your name. Oh, yeah, I'm loving her a lot.
Oh, yes, spell it nice and slow. And if your name is like mine, my name is Law. My real name is Willie Signature. I like to hear
mm-hmm.
that go S-I-G. Yeah, uh-huh. Get it. That's what I'm talking about. Spell my name. Don't say it. Spell it.
Stop going in. Jeez.
Oh. Wow. I'm loving you, sweetie. I'm really loving you. Okay. That's
wow. For those who are just checking out the show, we want to welcome the recording artist. I'm going to say she does more than recording producer, the one and only Ms. Vicky Martin. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here again. I've been here once, but I actually was so brief, but this time it was pretty good. So I'm glad I'm here. So trust me, I'm going to have a good time with you guys.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, Sig already started already. Sig just came straight to the point. She cut the foreplay out, just went straight in.
sometimes the foreplay is the thought that you're having when you know that I know I've been having a bad week and she's going to set it off with my drink in my hand and she's going to be on her knees in a second. You damn Skippy.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to have a bad night or a bad weekend.
Set it off right, right?
it's just the way it's got to be.
I like her. When's your birthday? I'm just curious.
October 4th, sweetie.
Oh, freaking Libra.
Okay. All right. I didn't know much about that. I know Pisces. You sound like a Pisces, like a freak, because I'm where you are.
you know what? I've come to the conclusion that I never believe in zodiac. I come to the conclusion people are going to be them because of who they are, no matter what. I believe I could have been born any day of the year, I would still be who I am and act the way I do. And I thank my parents for that. Some people probably want to shake my parents because they allowed me to be expressive and be me, and then to explore me, and never tried to quell anything about me. And when I decided at a very young age that everything I did was going to be a study on some form of sexuality, they didn't stop that.
Mm. I hear you, but I'm going to be honest with you, I disagree because I ran into some people, and in comparing their birth dates, some of them are just boring. So I do believe that some birth dates do make a difference. So that's pretty good. I mean, I hear you. You're going to be you no matter what. And I think I'm the same way, too. I'm going to be me no matter what my birth date's going. But I do believe that. So, yeah, you're deep. I like you, sweetie. I like that a lot. Like
can you do me those people to make you look at them and go, really? That's what you are? Seriously?
No. That's not what you are. That's all you are.
Scorpio.
There's nothing left. There's nothing.
For any Scorpios out there, Scorpios claim to be the world's biggest sex fiends. Yeah, I've met some of y'all that can't even spell sex.
Okay.
Let's know what it is.
Okay. Sex. Honey, as far as I'm concerned, I tell people all the time, sex is something that you do to get off. And that's it.
Exactly.
It's just something to do to get off. It's something I talk to my kids about, you know, because that's the street terminology, sex. When you are an adult, you talk about making love. And to me, sex has nothing to do with romance. It's like left and right. It has nothing to do with it. Sex is something you do to get off. Romance, you're making love when you romance because it's a mental thing. The kids don't know that. They just don't know that it's a mental thing. So I don't talk sex. I definitely don't want to talk sex. So I understand where you're going. Making love is where I want to be because you're actually feeling it. You're connecting in a feeling, if that makes sense. It's not the same. With sex, is just like, I don't want nobody to tell me we're about to sex. You're going to sex me. It's like, ugh. That means you're going to get off, and we're going to get up, clean up, and we're done. But when you're making love, you're fucking up the entire body. Mental, physical, emotional, everything's fucked up. You lay there trying to figure out what fucking planet you're on. So that's what making love is.
Well, basically, and the reason for that is because making love is a form of communication. You're actually saying with your body what you cannot come up with words with your mouth.
Who is that talking? Who is that talking?
It's Eddie. How you doing, sweetie?
Let me massage that. Let me hold on to that.
If you let me touch that, would you feel this if I put it right there? That's lovemaking, because you're letting that person know, I'm going to bust you up mentally, and then I'm going to mess you up sexually. That's lovemaking. You can't tell a person straight up, you know, this is what it's going to be. I'm coming over. I'm going to knock this down. You ain't knocking nothing down. When you bring that 8-pound penis, 10 ounces, then you're knocking it down.
What was the measurement? 8-pound penis. Look at the lip and girth on that bad boy right there. Ooh, Jesus. Okay. All right.
Proceed,
brother. All right, I'm liking that. Okay.
Go ahead. I wrap my brain around the whole thing.
Yeah, physically, I could wrap my brain around that.
I just believe that, we just have a situation in life where we don't always constantly, you know, we don't communicate. And like Ella said, you know, it is a form of communication, you know, and lovemaking. You can talk through your body. I just believe, too, that, you know, one touch can mean a whole lot of which way you're going sexually. You know, that romantic part of how you want to have sex with somebody has to come from that first form of stimulation, which is usually the touch. You know, you can touch somebody on the hand and just have that tingling from the wrist up, you know. And that's a feeling that only you're going to get if you know, okay, that was exactly the way I need to be touched. Like y'all said, the person before you, he might have been the best sex you ever had. But the next person after you is the person that made to you has fucked you up emotionally to the point to where, like you said, you just looking for a place to grab the wall. You know, because you just messed your mind, body, and soul. You just all wrapped up in this. Well, I do believe that, you know, that form of communication, it starts from just touching somebody. You got to know how to touch people in order to be where they need to be.
The issue with
I got a question for Ed and Hassan. This communication that you motherfuckers can't tell us about. Tell me about what exactly you're trying to tell me while you need to lie. Really, what is it what you're trying to say that you can't say? So what is it?
No. When I say can't say, I say words aren't valuable or don't hold enough weight to say what it is that I'm feeling emotionally. I'm not saying I can't say in the sense that, oh, I have these words in the pocket and I won't share them with you. I'm saying that, damn, this, if I was to write you a poem or write you a book, these words would not be sufficient enough to equate to how I feel about you, and I want to show you what it is that I'm telling you mentally in my spirit about you that I want to share with you so that you can experience what it is that I've been thinking about you the whole time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, as long as it's not having sex, you mean making love.
No. First of all, there's a difference between having sex. The difference between having sex and making love.
Okay, the problem was making love. So during making love, you're expressing yourself. What it is that you want to say that the words just can't.
Exactly. The problem with having sex is the fact that the whole intent is to get off. And when the whole intent is for you to get off, more than likely somebody got off, and then they got off too early for the other person to get off, so somebody's left short.
That's when you got to know your partner.
When you're talking about lovemaking, the intent is for both of you all to express an expression or feeling of love to one another so that both of you all experience that feeling or just sharing experience in general. If I make love to you, I made love to you way before we actually physically done anything.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time we get to that physical aspect of it, there's two things that more than likely have happened. I've made love to your mind, then I've through foreplay made my way to spoke to you via my mouth or what have you, and then we got to the actual spiritual aspect of the love making to where you get to that actual place that I was trying to get us to in the first place. It's a process.
All right, ignore the moaning over here because I'm getting off. All right, so just ignore that.
But wait a minute. Wait, don't get off yet. Hold on to the foreplay. But, okay, wait a minute. If you are in a relationship, and I'm coming from a point of being in a relationship with somebody, and you are connected to that person mentally, and, you know, like Hassan said, that touch is something about the touch, but it's also something about the way he looks at you, the way she stares at you, the way you always look like, that's that person that they, that you want. So even though sex is something that people are doing just to get a nut, I can still have sex with my man and still both of us get off because we know each other. It's not a booty call situation. It's a real relationship situation.
No, I understand that, but some people have issues, or some males have issues, where it's not necessarily you knowing them, it's just they can't keep it up that long for them to satisfy you.
Oh, you know what? They're not with
Sid.
No, they're not with Sid. No, they got tapped out. Sorry. Next.
So if that is the issue, if that is the issue, or that man can't figure out a way to make sure that he can last long enough for you to be satisfied, you are stuck unless he's just bad with his tongue. But not everybody wants head for their climax. A lot of people want penetration or both. I'm a big fan of giving both.
I agree with you. If all I wanted was head all the time, I'd just sleep with women. I need the penetration. I need the whole complete full circle thing. So, and believe me, if Buddy can't keep it up and Buddy can't get me off and Buddy can't, I have multiple orgasms all the time. If I can't get all of them, you got to go. I tapped you out.
Okay.
That's
I like the tap out word. I like that.
That's what I mean.
I tapped you out.
Like,
I mean,
short.
I physically tapped you out. Like, hey, get up. You got to go. You ain't doing shit to me. I got a room full of toys that can handle me better than you. You wasted my time.
Okay.
You got
to
go.
Somebody
full
asked me
in
the interview what do I spend most of my money on. I said batteries because I play with all my fucking toys. But let me just say this. I have to talk about that tap out. As well as that, if he can't get you off. You know what, to me, making love is a mental thing. So, in other words, I can give a head and still get off because it's a mental thing. It's a mental thing for me. So I can get an orgasm from just fucking getting hit because the whole time, the mind, the body, everything is one. So if he can't, most men can't keep it up for a long time any fucking way. And the ones that can keep it up is on shit, you know. So I don't really encourage the Viagra and all that bullshit. But if he will at least continue trying to stimulate my entire body, I don't give a fuck if he can't keep it up long. He get me off multiple orgasms, like the young lady said, I'm good. We can go next round tomorrow. It doesn't matter. As long as he finds a way. If he knows his shortcomings and I know my shortcomings, we find a way to work it out. It's still making love because everybody's satisfied. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes. So I don't mind. He got his nut off. He can't keep it up long enough, or he's done and he's out for the count. Like you said, tapped out. That motherfucker ain't getting back up. You don't care how much you suck, fuck, whatever. It ain't getting up. That's fine. But I'm still not there yet. So if he can find a way to help me get where I'm going, I don't give a fuck if that bitch never get up. I'm good.
Let's be clear. Hold on. Let's not make this a one-sided issue. I know and have experienced females that have tapped out. What do I mean by that? After they get they nut off, they are just the laziest, tiredest.
The conversation is about
neither is the guys that you neither is the guy when I refer to myself that you're talking about whatever. So the topic is sex and romance or what have you. So we're gonna address all this stuff whether they're on the phone or not. Some people might be listening with these issues.
Okay,
so
Eddie,
I'm
inclined to agree with you, and I apologize because you don't do gender stuff, and I support you wholeheartedly. But I have yet to sleep with a woman, so I don't know any of them that can't do that. So when I do,
I ain't messing no dudes. So touche.
I've encountered that without going into whether sleeping with male or female. I will say this, though. I know plenty of women, and we talk about it. Women do tap out, but a lot of times, to be honest with you, you know, it's easy to get us back there. All you got to do is, like what Hassan said, a touch. It's easy to get us back there. Men has got to be like, you got to work that motherfucker up. Like,
no, that's not necessarily true.
No, y'all got to process. Y'all can't instantly come back and forth.
Yeah.
You said what now?
Y'all not built like that. Y'all got a process y'all got to go through. We don't necessarily have that process.
That's not necessarily true. I'm speaking from that from experience. That was actually an issue in my household.
I'm really worried about the way you live and the people you fuck with, because every time I turn around, you don't have the right women around you. See, it
what
is
are you
not.
Talking about? First of all, my wife is the perfect woman for me. So
okay,
we're gonna start there.
You said
I have different women. That's the only woman I have around me. So that's what we are talking about. If we're talking about,
well, let's not talk about why the boyfriend is talking about half shit.
Wait a minute. Am I hearing this correctly? Eddie, sweetheart, brother, love of mine, you can have an orgasm and get hard instantly again?
That was an issue in our household. The issue that we were having sexually was that she felt that she was not pleasing me because I stay erect after I get after I orgasm. So she felt that she was coming short.
Oh, shit.
So you cannot tell. You cannot tell. That was an issue in our household. Like I was saying, we make assumptions because of our experiences, but that's not necessarily the truth. So, like, I'm going to go back to what I was saying before I was interrupted. I have females that have tapped out, and they go to the circulation and they can't.
You're about to be interrupted again.
What do you mean, not hard? It's people that dry up all the time. I've experienced it. That's, matter of fact, that's why I began shaving to try to make it last as long as it could when I was out there doing what I think, because he was drying up. And it couldn't last long enough for us to do what it is that was for me to do.
Let me say something about the drying up, T.D. First of all, if it does dry up, you know your fucking partner. All you got to do is spit it up. That's first of all. Second of all, there's things over the counter that you can buy, motherfucker, to help to make the party last.
What? How did you not get it? Drying up should never be an issue.
Drying up don't mean tapping out, motherfucker. It's a big difference. Drying out means there's nothing coming. There's no work. It's just tap the bitch out. It's done. But there are other things that you can bring to the party. I like to see your black bag. Let me see your black bag. What's in that, motherfucker? Nothing? Because the black bag has to have everything in it. So it's this may happen, this may happen. You have to have everything you need to bring that to the top highest level. So there's no drying out. It really isn't. Even if she is dried out, go get what you need to tear that ass up.
That's not what I was referring to as a tap out. That is something that is a symptom of a potential tap out. You can't. But for the most part, like I was saying earlier, was they get all lazy. They start sucking their thumb and they're ready to go to sleep. Now, as far as the whole lose situation, yes, I have KY. But the whole point is, that's no different from. That is like the longest round of applause in history. What is the problem?
Oh, sorry.
What the hell? Like, that's the longest Guinness Book of World Records.
Eddie, finish your thought. I'm hung up on something. Finish your thought.
I was saying that definitely KY, yes, I've had it and used it, but that's no different from if a guy was giving you head and then he walks away to go find the condom. You ruined the moment. Nobody wants to go through that. When you're talking about sensual or having sex and all that stuff like that, that should be a process that is continuous and fluid. It should not be any break up, stop, hold on, I'll be back, got a cramp, let me bring it back, all that stuff like that. It should be a process that's fluid. I'll have KY jelly. Yes, I'll have whatever. But again, if you're lazy, if you get lazy after you nut and you go to sleep, that's a tap out. You're done.
Dry out, not tap out. See, that's why I said you need to make sure you're out of the tent. Drying out, tapping out, two different things.
Okay, but in the same token, you said you don't believe in somebody having Viagra. If you get lube, that's the same as you getting your Viagra, a female Viagra. That's to keep the party going. So you can't have double standards when you're talking about the bedroom. What are you all doing to get y'all stuff right?
Wait a minute. When I said I don't believe in the Viagra, you're right. I don't believe in that because it's because of health issues. That's why I don't really believe in it. If a motherfucker wants it and he wants to do it, then that's on him. I'm not going to tell him what to do. I don't believe in it because of health issues. Now, speaking of drying up, there are certain medications like high blood pressure pills that will dry you up. So you have to know your partner. Like the young lady said, if you know your partner and you know your partner is on some shit, the health reasons, then you get this shit and bring your shit to the party. There's no tapping out. Tapping out and drying out, two different things.
But Eddie, to your credit, to your credit, as I try to wrap my brain around a constantly red dick and pound it. Anyway, to your credit, there are women who just aren't into the act like they probably should be. But those women probably also have some other issues, like they've never had a full sexual experience. They don't know their self sexually, so therefore they can't tell their partner what they need sexually. So yeah, they probably are drying out and tucking their thumb and wishing your ass would get soft.
I don't doubt that. Nor am I knocking. We just bringing stuff to the table and showing how both sides of the story are equal. Guys can come short of what it is that you're looking for, and so can females. But it seems like when I bring up the females, that's more defended. Oh, hold on.
Wow.
Issues, diabetes.
Don't do that.
I can't
defend other women. Again, having slept with one, I can only talk about, like you do, my experiences, and I don't believe I've ever had a drop moment like that.
So I'm not offended because you're talking about women. What I'm trying to explain to you is, and I'm going to say it again, when you said drying out and tapping out, you put it in the same motherfucking sentence. Fix it. Drying out, tapping out, two different things. If you're talking about a lazy bitch that just lay on her ass and she wants you to do all the work, that's different. I know a whole lot of bitches is like that. Perfect.
Okay.
So, yes, I understand.
And
those
she
are
probably
the
didn't really come anyway. She probably faked that orgasm, which amazes me. How do people fake orgasms?
Ladies, say
I agree. Hold on. I've done that, too.
You've done what?
Can I do that?
I want to know, how does a man fake an orgasm? I've had four people tell me that, and nobody could describe that shit to me. How do you fake an orgasm?
Please tell me, bro. I don't know how.
Maybe I don't understand the process. Okay, because y'all get hard, y'all come in, y'all get soft. So how do you fake going from hard to soft without coming?
Failing to realize that's not the way I'm wired. So I don't come and then get soft.
So you already lost
me in that whole process. That's not the way my body works.
Eddie Monster. I need to know that too. I didn't know a man could really get that off.
Describe to me how you fake an orgasm. And is it because you don't get soft? I mean, because you don't get, you don't normally get soft after your first orgasm?
I need somebody that had normal. And it was from someone, like, if I act like I bust inside her because I was with her, then we go off of that. She had enough juices to make it seem it just got boring after a while.
I'm listening to this, and I'm doing more listening than responding. But I know it seems like it's attack Eddie moment, but Eddie, you're saying some things right now that I got a big question mark on my forehead, because I'm like, all right, if you have an orgasm because you are blessed to be able to keep it up, which is talent.
Which is talent.
That is a blessing. Your ass is blessed twice.
Blessing.
Oh my God.
If you can
you are, brother.
Talent. But if you can say that you can fake something and you've got a hot, juicy coochie sitting there and you want to fake it, to me, I'm like, if you can fake busting a nut, then that means that female, I don't care who it is, has got to be a mangy dog. Because there's no way you ain't going to save a finish when you already done bust one in there.
He did say he got bored.
I did. Like, we was gone for a minute, and it just got bored. And I ain't even gonna lie, I got a stomach cramp and all kinds of stuff. But I was like, I'm done. I'm just keeping it funky, yo. I ain't gonna lie. My stomach and shit was hurting. So I was like,
oh my
yo,
God. You
I'm done.
You know what? You are. I love you to pieces. You are so amazing to me. And again, I'm gonna say it again. Your dick stay hard. Your ass is twice as less. Do you really have an 8-pound dick? Because I'm really trying to put all this together.
No, I ain't. We're not going into all the details.
I'm really trying to put all this together. You know where my mind works.
I'm just as a person who is determined to make sure that people stop generalizing male or female or people. I'm so glad that I am the way that I am so that I can just debunk so much crap that's being said about male and the female and to cause people to really think stuff out. But that was really a serious issue in the beginning of my marriage, that my wife really felt that she could not satisfy me.
Oh my God, she is so blessed. I'm sitting in her spa day. I'm sorry.
No, but that was the issue. That's not how she received it in her mind, because in her past she knew if somebody orgasmed, they went down. To be perfectly honest with you, I get the opposite response when it comes to having an orgasm. So for me to nut, I end up getting energy as opposed to getting tired. So I would normally, if I had a long road trip, I used to masturbate or what have you, because I knew I was going to have at least 4 hours of energy for me to go on and do what I had to do. My wife used to just put the cover over her head and say, "What is wrong with you? You want to go run a marathon right now, do you?" And I'm like, "Yep." That's my sex drive. I can't explain it. That's just the way I'm wired. But I do feel that it has a lot to do with me always reading and strengthening my mind, because I personally think your body is based on how your mind is and the strength of your mind. So maybe you can keep your dick up, fellas, if y'all can strengthen y'all's mental process to make sure that y'all can control your body.
Okay.
That's the way that I'm wired.
Are you on Viagra?
Okay, you know what? Okay. He's right. There is a religion that practices it in the Asian sector, where the men go off and they do all this meditating so they can last long, and they last for hours. So I agree with you. Strengthen your mind, because I did check into that. And yeah. Okay. Anyway, 8-pound dick and never get soft. Wow.
Who said that? That's not fine with an 8-pound. I don't even know what the heck that even looks like. That sounds terrifying and painful at the same time.
It's a big ass thing of baloney hanging from the wall in Italian deli. That's what 8-pound looks like.
Wait a minute, Eddie. You know good well my whole world wraps around a vision of a dick. Don't play with me. Let me have it.
I know.
You know that's my first answer to everything.
Wow.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
Eddie, I am impressed with you, Eddie. I am. I wasn't impressed with you the first time I talked to you, but I'm becoming a little bit more impressed with you because of your sexual talent. So after you met, you still hard, and you just look like you. It's not that you got to pee or not. You ain't got to pee, right?
No, I ain't got to pee. No.
You just.
That's just not
where
I. Yeah.
What's
the thing
about
what?
Golden
Seal?
You said what?
Okay. Wow. Where's your wife? Call, have your wife call in. What the fuck? I want to ask her something.
Where's my wife?
I'm serious.
Oh,
I
Lord
talk.
Jesus.
Oh,
man.
All right, let's see.
Can we get a question or something? Because my mind is stuck somewhere. Please,
Just real quick, kind of get everybody's minds relaxed. First of all, those checking out the show, the Man Up Talk Show, tonight's topic is sex and romance. I'm going to give a special shout-out to Diamond D out of Jersey. She's another talk show host. She checks us out. So shout-out to her and to Jay Hunter.
Hey, much love to them.
And Shannon. You know, we got a lot of things going on. Just real quick, let me just go over the recap real quick. We have Brother Hassan Black, one of the hottest DJs in the tri-state area of New York, New Jersey, and just all around. You know, my man's online. Also, we have the lovely Miss Sig. We're going to say Sig. That's what she prefers to be called. She's a heavy supporter, fan of Brother Eddie and the show. We love her to death as well. She's online. She's an attorney. And trust me, just the way she talks to me, she carries on. She brings the game hard. Also, we have the recording artist, internationally known, Ms. Vicky Martin online. Vicky, say hello to the listeners and just, you know, tell them a little bit briefly about who you are.
Who I am. Apparently not Eddie's wife.
Let's keep it clean.
Okay, I'm gonna be good. I'm like you, sweetie. I'm trying to get my mind off of that shit. I am a writer, producer. I am actually have a couple of record labels. I'm actually, oh my God, what am I? A jack of all trades. I'm an author. I write books. I am a mom. I am a business owner. I'm a lot of damn things. And again, my most biggest achievement in life actually is overcoming an awful childhood and still becoming positive and a role model. I also do motivational speaking. I do a lot of things. I'm all over the place. I do cancer benefits. I do lupus benefits. I do anything for the kids. So if anybody ever wants me to come and speak to the kids, I do lots of schools. I started doing that in the summertime. I read for the elementary schools. I do a lot of stuff. I'm actually all over the place. So that's me.
So let me ask you a question. I mean, you know, I know we're on the topic of sex and romance, but we want to just let listeners know because you are definitely a guest co-host, and we love your energy, just letting you know straight up. We love your energy. What do you, like, what song that you had out there that kind of brought you to, the llama? I know the song, but let our listeners know. What brought you out there? What was that song that got you out there?
It's crazy. I'll tell you a story about it. It's called Not Gonna Do It. Some people call it I Need a Man, and it's crazy because it's about a relationship I had with my son's father, who is still out there, whatever. But my son's father, it was a really bad relationship. I was being mistreated. So that's what it was. It was called Not Gonna Do It. I actually ran into C.C. Rogers and Marshall Jefferson with my fake ID in the Peppermint Lounge. they heard me sing in the music studio, and I had already kind of rewrote this song, kind of wrote it, and I just kind of sang over a track with it, and it actually did really well. Actually, it's crazy because this song is still doing really well right now because there was an acapella version that was released years ago, back in the early 90s. That DJs keep taking it and redoing it over and over, so money's still generated from a song back in the late 80s, 90s. So that was my very first song.
Okay, I know you got a couple songs. Just for those who are checking in, we're gonna to the panel, if you don't mind, I just want to play a brief segment of her song, and let's get back to this topic because you guys went in. I think we need to, how you say, take a time out a little bit, then come back to the subject. You guys good with that?
Hey,
yo.
Hold on.
Before you do anything, here's my wife right here. Hold on
a
second. So ask whatever you feel
need to ask. Let's give her a round of applause. We got
Hello.
The lovely. It's barely online.
Yes, I'm here.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Vanetta Singh. Hi, how are you? I'm fine. How are you feeling?
What's your name?
Oh,
this is
my
Vicky
God.
Martin. I want to personally interview you. Do you mind?
I'm sorry.
Go
say that
it.
Again.
I said my
Go
name is Vicky Martin. I particularly myself want to interview you for a second. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, good. Are you really his wife or yeah?
Yes, I am really his wife.
Okay, good, because I had wanted to call his friend or sister or somebody to speak on his behalf.
I can vouch. That's his wife.
Okay. Here's my question. First of all, he makes it seem like he has a super dick. I need you to confirm whether it's super dick or if it's average dick or it's a poor dick. I know you're not going to say poor, but if it's super,
no.
I want to know that. Is it super or is it average?
It was an issue with me because I felt like I was inadequate. Like, I could not, you know, please him because, you know, once it was over, everything was over and done, he's ready to go, like, right 2 minutes later, not even that, 1 minute later. And I'm like,
damn, you are blessed. You are blessed. Oh, my God. My hat off to you. You did a spa day.
Okay, so you're saying he's a super dick, then. In other words, that's what you're telling me. He's a super dick.
Yeah, pretty much. I kind of felt bad.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had to tap out the super dick?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Have you ever had to tap out when you just couldn't take no more of this super dick?
Uh-huh. I have had
really?
To do that.
Okay. Did
but
you have to tap out?
He has had to do that, too.
Congratulations. I heard you just had a beautiful baby, what, 2 Mondays ago or something like that?
Yeah,
so,
3 weeks old.
Congratulations. Okay, congratulations on the baby. So evidently y'all still fucking, so that's a big plus. All right, so that's a good thing. I see that. So he doesn't tear you up to a point where you're going to leave his ass because he's apparently doing some good things. So let's talk about,
right.
you know, that super dick. So this dick don't get soft even after he nuts?
No.
Not even, you hesitated, so help me figure out what's that about. What's the hesitation?
I have no idea what that is about. I mean, I have questioned it myself for years. I have no idea.
Is he on Viagra? I mean, you know, you don't have to
admit
it, but I
he does not.
You know,
I asked him that myself.
He could have rubber band or something around his penis during, you know,
no,
like a big tight.
No,
like
the,
no. Like the, nothing.
None of that.
Nothing.
None of that.
Yeah.
I asked him if
okay.
he popped a few pills myself.
Does his balls deflate? Does anything go down? What the fuck? Wait, really, does his balls deflate?
Is this after single orgasm? And it's still
not,
is erect.
Not,
are you saying it never goes down? That's the question that I want to ask.
No,
sometimes
it does, but there are times when he just keeps going. I just don't understand. I don't understand it, but
No,
after the second round, he's good.
Don't applaud that. So let me get this right. Okay. So the dick is still up after he's nut. Did he ever, I don't know if you know this or not, but does he fake a nut because he feel like maybe he might be tiring you out?
No. Not that
okay.
I know of. I mean, you can ask him that if he's ever done that.
Okay. So let me ask you, is the semen like spurts? Is it like a lot of shit or is it just bits and pieces or something? Maybe that's why he's not done. Maybe it's just a whole pre-shit. So is
no.
it like a full-fledged nut when
yes,
he comes?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Do you feel when he's nutting?
Uh-huh.
You actually feel it. So you feel
yes,
it when he's nutting in you. You feel when he's nutting in you. And it's like it never goes down. Even inside you, you don't feel that shit going down.
Mm-mm.
What the
no.
Who is his father? Who the hell is his father? I want to know his dad.
I want to know who your father is.
Look it up online.
You can Google his daddy. Okay.
I'm sorry.
He got the same problem.
Oh, yeah, I really am. Does he stimulate you before sex? Or is it, you
yes.
know, right in it? He does. Okay.
Yeah,
he does. So
mm-hmm.
he stimulates you before. So you already turned on. Then he goes in and he wears your ass the fuck out. And then he doesn't go down.
That's right.
Then he don't go down. Okay, all right, honey. You got the perfect life. You know, you live the perfect life. You know, for your house, for
you know what? Well, thank you.
Zanetta.
Yeah?
I'm going to have to agree with that. You know how many women would love to have that.
Yes.
You guys,
I mean, I'm quite sure a lot of females would like to have that, but it does get wearing sometimes, but...
No. See, people like me would never be worn. Okay, so this is the thing. This is the thing, and I'm going to be honest, and I've said this about you guys before. You guys are great. You guys are great. You guys are wonderful, and now I'm jealous. I thought I had a life. You just beat me. I'm totally
yeah.
jealous. Eddie, I'm mad at you. Zanetta, you're going to go
jealous.
To the spa. Zanetta, you're going to the spa. Eddie, I'm mad at you.
Okay.
Eddie, you're going to get a gift. She gets the
well,
gift.
She gets the gift. Everyone's fairly coming on.
No problem.
Okay. All right, well, I, yeah, I'm, I'm okay. Happy. Thank you so much for answering my questions. I know they were very personal, but I appreciate that.
Hello?
Wow. But listen, let's do me a quick favor. Let's just go right a little bit into the song that made you get out there. You know, for those who don't know what it is, you know, right now we're on a Man Up Talk show. Tonight's subject is sex and romance. And we've been going in. the ladies been letting their voices be heard. Miss lovely Vicky Martin, the recording artist, is online. My brother Hassan Black and the author, the soon-to-be television host, Mr. Edward L. Fairley, and, of course, the lovely Miss Sig, you know, is out there listening. And, you know, we will encourage everybody to call in. The lines is open. But, Vic, we'll play 1 minute of this song. We're going to come back to the topic. Is that cool with you guys?
Sounds good to me, baby. Sounds good.
All right, let's do it. Once again, welcome to the Man Up Talk Show. Again, welcome back to the show. We're yours truly, Mr. Naz. And, of course, we got the one and only Mr. Edward L. Fairley, Hassan Black. We got the recording artist. You just heard one of our first initials cuts that came out of part of the limelight. And, of course, we got Miss Sig online. And that was one of the songs. It was a big song in the 90s, and it's still being played today in a lot of clubs, East Coast, West Coast, and that's the one of those dance cuts where you get your little party on and keep it moving. So, Sig, that was a song right there.
Yes, it was. Thank you. Actually, that's something real well. That's something to redo it. It's amazing. Instead of, I'm actually redoing it because a lot of people keep asking me to do it. So, I'm actually revamping it and doing it over. So, one of my first. So it almost sounds like it's still almost new. Because it's still, you know.
Well, there's two songs. You got two songs out now. I've heard and I had the pleasure of hearing. It's all I Can't Wait, I'll Be Fine. And you did a rendition of Evelyn Champagne King's Shame. I heard that. It was on fire.
Oh, well, you got to wait to hear the rest of the mix. That was nothing you just heard. But, yeah, I love Evelyn Champagne King. I love her. And I was trying to not take away from the classic it is and kind of get to the 2000s. And I'm kind of glad it came the way it did, so.
Oh, it was awesome. You made me want to put my little skates on and get my little party on, but definitely a great song. But we want to get back to this topic because apparently the ladies have a lot to say, and they're asking questions. And gentlemen, you know, I know a lot of us gentlemen are scared. You know, so far, what are you thinking about the questions the ladies are presenting to Brother Eddie? Hosh, you want to get online, brother? I think we lost Hosh since everything is back online.
Well, first, I want to first give a shout-out to my beautiful wife because she's an introverted person. She was very uncomfortable on the phone, but she knows that I'm passionate about killing stereotypes or whatever, and I'm like, "Bae, I know you probably don't want to do this, but please just be honest about what they're about to ask you, whatever. I felt the need to let them know how I am and how I'm wired because they kept making it seem like all guys were a certain way. So please just answer the questions that they're going to ask you. She's not listening to the show live, so she wasn't staged or anything like that. That's just,
but
she's very introverted. So I appreciate you, babe. Love you. And
okay,
if anybody listens to this recording.
Zanetta did great, but Eddie, okay. It bugged me to know what I knew and not know. So I looked it up, of course. What you do is a form of Taoism. It was practiced by the Chinese.
Hold on.
It's called
what?
Taoism.
Yeah, Taoism.
Taoism.
That's
what it's called.
Terrorism. I'm like, what?
I
thought you said
terrorism.
No.
Like no.
Terrorism.
No.
Like
no.
Terrorism.
No. No. It's called Taoism. The Chinese have practiced it for over 5,000 years. It's a form of meditation, right. And it allows men to sustain erections and have multiple orgasms. And I need to print this out and send this to some people.
Sell it for me. This is Icky. Sell it for me. It's almost the same as Kama Sutra. Like, if you do certain forms of meditation or maneuver your body in certain ways, it will allow you to be able to have the blood in your penile shaft to elevate to a higher level where it just makes the muscle stiff and does not deplete at all.
Right. I thought it was just me thinking about what it is that I wanted to do and making my body do what I...
Basically, and essentially, that's what they did. And the whole point of it was for sexual gratification between both male and female. It was a way to make sure both partners were pleased. You make me sick, you do stuff you don't know about.
And that's where my mind is when it comes to sex. I can't be pleased without pleasing. So I guess that makes sense. That's just what gets me off to get a woman to her climax. That is how that's how I get off. So I guess in a sense my selfishness makes me seem like I have selflessness because it's a win-win for whomever is on the recipient end of sex with me.
And it's good, and that's great. I just want more Americans to do this.
Can you please spell the word for me, please?
T-A-O-I-S-M.
Okay.
And my wife is like, she's like, now you're going to have all these slut puppies trying to get second rounds.
I knew she wasn't comfortable. I knew she wasn't comfortable with that, so I think she did really, really great. It was so cute.
Actually, be honest with you, I'm surprised. As I said, I have kudos to you because you actually went and got your fucking wife. I'm just like shocked. So
you know,
I'm happy about that.
I agree.
You just talk bullshit. You know, talking shit. But you actually bring it on with really good. So I was like, I gotta know about this stupid dick. So you are a super dick then, huh?
I don't look at it like that. I'm just doing me, man, and my wife in the process.
Okay, excuse me, as his attorney, let me allow me to ask that question. That would be an affirmative.
Hey, listen, excuse me, guys. I got a call on the line. I want to ask a question. Let me see if I can get this call on the line and ask this question real quick. Let me see. Hello, welcome to the Man of Talk Show. You're on the line with the panel. Hello.
What's up, man? It's D.
Who we got online?
It's Dow.
My man.
My man. What's
we got
people?
The co-host on the line, Brother Daryl Harrington. What's up, D?
Man, it's just been one of those weeks. But God is good. So, I guess the children are out of bed already, I would assume.
I hope so. Lord knows I hope so.
Lord knows. I got enough stuff to answer for.
Listen,
you just gotta put him in bed, like he said, right? Put him away. What the hell?
Listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. I have a son that's in college. He walked in the room like, what the hell? Y'all need to turn him out. We need a timeout. I was like, wait a minute, take your ass out of here.
the dial. It's been going down. But Ms. Vicky and Ms. Sig and Haas, I mean, they went in, and Vicky actually did the interview with Brother Eddie's wife. And I got to give props. I got to agree with Vicky on that. Not a lot of men is going to step up and actually answer the call like that.
I'm not a liar, yo. When it boils down to it, I don't speak just made up stuff, yo. If I speak it, I've experienced it or I've seen it. And that's what frustrates me about life, and that's why I do shows like this, because so many people, like I say over and over again, their life experiences are so powerful that they assume that that's just the way it is, and that's not necessarily truth. And that prevents them from getting to know people or going that extra step and really knowing another person, because you don't just put people into a little group or a section and say that they're all the same. It's just not true. And that's why I told my wife, I said, yo, I had to do this, because normally I sit back. I don't need to brag about myself. I got enough people that can do that for me. But I felt the need to share what's going on in my household or in my bedroom, just to make a point clear that not all men are the same way, and not all women are the same way. So
I'm telling you, I'm so pleased with you. I am. I'm glad you did it. I'm serious. When I heard you say you got your wife on the phone, fuck the music, I was like, okay, hold on, let's talk to her. I want to talk to her. So
okay,
I'm really happy that you did that.
But you know what?
You actually made me feel better, because I was like, oh, this motherfucker over here lying to his damn.
No. Okay, Eddie, I didn't doubt you, and I knew that when he said he was getting his wife, he was not joking. When I first met him, he was like, I'm happily married. I said, you married? But are you happily married? He goes, I'm happily married. I said, prove it. He goes, well, my wife's Facebook address is. I'm like, whoa. You can ask her anything you want. I was like, whoa, okay.
I don't know him like that, so he needed to prove the shit to me. So I'm good now.
You guys are just great, and she's just so blessed. And I want the little prince. I got everything else. Give me the baby. Give me the baby.
Wow.
No.
That's awesome.
On the topic here, I want to bring my brother Darryl in. You know, this other co-host, he's online now. Brother Darryl, we really going in on this topic right here, sex and romance. Is there a difference? Is it the same? What is it to you?
Well, there's a difference between sex and romance. I mean, there's a difference between love and just getting some. You know, there's a difference between Miss Right and Miss Right Now. Yeah, there's a difference. There's a difference between making love and just fucking. It's emotional content, really. It's about what you actually are putting into it. If you just put your dick into it, or you're putting your heart into it, you're putting your mind into it, you're putting your body into it, you're putting your soul into it. It depends on the individual, it depends on the situation. I'm so thankful I'm at the age and I'm at the stage that I am now that I give everything to my lady, and my lady then returns it back to me, and we have that exchange together, and that's a beautiful thing when you can have it like that. But, you know, was it always that way? Of course not. You know, especially when you're younger, you know, you doing you. You know, you getting yours. You know, but, you know, sometimes getting yours really isn't all that it's cracked up to be. I mean, it's speaking to a whole bunch of different other things. But, yeah, there's a difference between the two.
Okay.
I, like a mother.
Okay. Now, ladies, I mean, I'm going to ask this question to you. And I need, does it matter how many times you climax or not?
Oh, hell yeah, it matters.
It matters for me, because if there's a series of them, and I have to have them all to be complete.
Yeah, you got to wear my ass out. In other words, I agree with you, Sweetie. I'm the same way. If I get one nut, I'm not done. If you give me two nuts, I'm not done. If you just fuck me up and I'm just like almost shaking till I'm like having a fucking convulsion, I'm good.
You really, 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 really don't want to hear my mouth for 5 minutes, put my ass to sleep.
Put my ass to sleep. Say it again. Put my ass to sleep.
Seriously, I know. Make it so I'll never forget, I was with my man, and he said something, and I said something that was very incoherent. I go, you know what? You got me speechless. Make me speechless or put me to sleep.
Yeah, okay.
You like, if I'm coherent and got energy, you got a problem.
You got a problem. That's it. Oh, we are so much alike, because I say this all the time. I'm like, okay, I'm still here. I'm still up. I'm going to read a book. I'm bored to fuck to death. You got to help me. You have to take me out cold. Sometimes, because the man can't do it, you know, we talked about earlier, he can't say hard enough. If you eat me the right fucking way, I'm dead. I'm dead asleep. I'm fucking, don't even bother with me up. It's a fire carrying me the fuck out because I can't move. I'm done.
Exactly.
Don't touch me.
Don't talk to me. I'll see you tomorrow.
If I
get up and get on the computer, I'm about to tap you out of my life. If I get up and say, I'm about to take a shower and go running, you need to be gone when I get back.
Wow.
Seriously. And even worse for you, if I get up and say, turn on the light, I got to show you something, I go to my toy room and bring back a toy to show you what you didn't do right,
yeah.
You need to get dressed while you take notes and get the hell out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm different than that. I will give him an opportunity to finish the job. Like, you know, I'm not done, right? You know, I'll give him an opportunity. So I'm not going to, you know, get out, you know, like that. I'm just, sweetie, I'm not there yet. So you got to help me get there. If you don't help me get there, then it's like, and he's like, well, I'm fucking tired. Then it's like, okay, get the fuck out. That's where you at that point. But, no, I give him an opportunity. I'm like, you know, I'm not there yet. I'm still awake. You know, I'm still awake. You gotta,
I'm like, I'm still coherent. I could write a whole brief on your ass. You might want to get back in there.
I'm getting on Facebook. I'm getting on the computer. I'm fucking bored.
Now, ladies, I mean, I hear what you're saying. Now, in all due fairness to our fellas listening, we learned some lessons here, ladies. Now, should you be telling him this up front or while it's happening, or does he even deserve the conversation or the lesson plan?
Okay, you know what to deal with. Go ahead.
You answer first. You want me to answer first?
Deal with me. I'm going to have a conversation with you because sex is like breathing. I got to have it a certain way or I'm going to die. So I'm going to tell you up front. I'm going to give you a roadmap. I'm going to lay it out. I'm going to put it on the table. We're going to totally share while you still dress. Because if you can't meet those standards, stay dressed, get in your car, and leave.
Let's
leave my phone number on the table.
I'm totally
different.
Sir, I've never had the patience. I'm not that person that would say, I would do a virgin. I won't. I would tell a virgin to see me in 10 years.
I've done that. I don't do versions. Let me answer.
We're totally opposite there. Now, she and I have been clicking the whole time, but however, I'm opposite there. I feel like this. If I have to educate you coming in, there's a problem. I don't want to educate you coming in. Show me what you got. I want you to show me what you got, and then where your shortcomings is, that's where I want to help you. So we can at least, you know, kind of get up together. So I'm not going to give you what you need coming in. I want you to show me what you're bringing to the table. Because if you ain't bringing enough to the table and I got to do all the fucking work, then it's like, okay, hold on. How old are you? So, no, I don't want to do that. So we're totally opposite there. She's going to tell you, and again, this is what you got to do. I'm not. I'm going to wait, and I want you to fuck me up mentally, physically, emotionally. I want a lady and not be able to say, you know what, you fucked up. You didn't do this. If you fuck me up the first time, I'm good. I'm good.
Now,
I am not telling you shit.
Now, I'm glad you said that. You said age. Does that make a difference? You know,
does it make
a person that's younger, does a person younger makes him a better partner or a person older with experience?
No.
It only makes you younger because they're stronger. Meaning, they put a lot more, they'll break your fucking back, which I love my back being broke. But see, the thing is, I like my back being broke in a more making love kind of way, not a, you know, sex kind of way. Go ahead, mommy.
Men in their teens are fucking just because they got a hard on.
Mm-hmm.
In their 20s, they're fucking because they still got a hard on. Now they're trying to find somewhere to put it.
Right.
In
their
30s, they're still trying to hold on to being 20, scared of the hell out of come turning 40, thinking I'm gonna lose my hard on. Once a man turns 40 and understands that it's not about the quantity but the quality.
Quality.
He gonna fuck you right.
Wait a minute.
There are exceptions to the rule. It's not
okay.
etched in
right.
stone.
Okay.
It's just a guideline before somebody under 30 comes say, well, see, I could do this to you. Don't put it on the table if you're not going to bring it to the dough. Now,
okay.
there are exceptions to the rule. It's just yeah. that once men realize it's about quality and not quantity, and normally that's 8 to 40, let's just do that, then
so
you're good.
That, about that, that right there answers the question about whether it's the age or not, because age is not bringing everything to the table. They may have a little bit more willpower, more, you know, strength behind it, but if it ain't good, it's like, okay, wow, that was a lot of sweat, and don't sweat on me, I'm done. Don't sweat on me, get off me, you're sweating, I don't want to get all of that shit. So, yeah, age does make a difference. It really does if you're not getting nothing out of it. So I'm with you with that one. When they get a certain age, they start realizing that, you know, I got to bring some shit, some real shit to the table. So I agree with that, totally.
I've been with older women since I was, say, probably 15. I never would mess with anybody less than 29, 30. I never liked girls my age. My wife is actually the closest
okay.
to my age, even though she's still older than me. But I've always liked older women because they tend to know and understand their body and know what they want, and they wouldn't
yeah.
take anything
yeah.
less than that, so that they would share what it is that they want. Again, I've always been
yeah.
on the prowl to provide an orgasm or provide them with satisfaction so that I could get off. So I needed someone that knew their body and knew what they wanted, that if I was to come short, like you said, to guide me and let me know what it took for her to get where she needed to go. And that, and through that journey, that allowed me to realize that all women aren't the same. So you can't do what
right.
you've done with this person to that person, and you have to
right.
take the time to study and pay attention, especially when you're in her, to make sure that you are where you want to be. You don't want someone to say, ooh, right there, and then you just get all excited and you knock off to the other side. You need to be paying attention with every stroke and be intentional with your strokes and what you're doing to make sure that you are finding what she likes and what she wants, and you're intentional about making her satisfied. So,
wait,
but if you're not paying
attention,
you can't do that.
Right. Let me take the question, the same question that was opposed to the ladies. What about you guys? Do you want someone who is pretty much blueprint? This is the blueprint, or you want somebody to come in and let you be, you know, ad-lib your way through? What do you want? You want direction, or you want just freestyle?
I'm going to be honest with you. When I was younger, I intentionally had different girls that provided me what it is that I wanted. So if I wanted, like, rough competitive sex, I would call a girl name. I'm not going to say her name, but I would
call
that person. If I wanted such and such, I would call this. If I wanted very sensual, passionate lovemaking, I would call my main chick at the time. And that's how I did it. And sometimes I might do that three times within a day because I might have wanted those three different things at one time. So, I'm definitely somebody that will want different things, but at the same time, in the end, it's going to be the same in the result. I'm trying to get you to a place that that I want, of course, of climax or what have you. So,
what do you think? You like the blueprint? You like the direction? You like the blueprint?
No, not really, because that's a variety. That's a variety in itself. Yeah.
Okay.
Now let's swing this question over to Brother Dow. Brother Dow, what's your
Well, like I said, if you talk about me at a younger age, that was about just freestyling. We're going to do what we do. And along the way, we'll figure out, you know, what gets you, what gets me. It's a competitive thing even between lovers. I'm going to get you way more times than you're going to get me, and it's going to be a while before I allow you to get mine. I mean, I took a very deep pride in holding mine as long as I possibly could.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean,
I'm
you know,
on that.
We're gonna go a while. We're gonna be here for more than a minute. But meanwhile, I want you laid up in the fetal position with your thumb in your mouth, snoring.
Mm-hmm.
Go. Period. Mm-hmm. Now, how to go about getting that when you're younger? You believe it's all on your physical stamina. My stamina will take me all the way through. As you get older, and as I've gotten older during different phases of my life, divorce, and then back out in the scene, LMNOP, it's about, you know, understanding the person that I'm with. Okay. One size fits all. It's understanding the individual that I'm with. Do you like, you know, you like to be eaten more? Do you like, you know, to be caressed more? Do you like it from the back? Do you like it missionary? Are you a control freak and you want to ride? You know, let's see what it is that you do and what gets you there the fastest, and let's get it on. So that's where I've been coming from.
Mm.
Okay.
So as a child, you ad-lib, and as you got older, you want a blueprint.
Pretty much. Okay.
I'm gonna say me personally. I grew up with three women in my household. Like, we was all like 1 year apart. I kind of took women to like I studied women. I would talk to my sisters, ask them all the time. I would ask their gay friends, their lesbians, say, listen, how do you, you know, what do you do to please a woman? Because I've learned one thing. A woman knows a woman's body. So I would have deep conversations with them. What does it get you off? And what makes, you know, why lesbians, you know, I would ask the question, why lesbians do what they do? They say, well, this is what a woman does. Or I'll ask my sister, you know, why you like that dude over there? Well, this is how you bring a little swag. So I studied women. And to a point that, damn, I came a monster at one point. But as I got older, I started understanding all those lessons that, me personally, I have to get into a woman. I have to please her. My goal is for her to get off three times the lowest minimum, then put her out. That's my goal. My goal is for a knockout. I'm going into the ring on a knockout. My goal is to knock you out before I get one off. That's my goal. Once you knock
all right, now. All right, now.
I'm going in hungry. I'm going in. I'm knocking you out. You're going, then I'm good. That's my goal. And, you know, that's how my lady, you know, that's how we get down. That's why we're still together. So that's my perception. Brother Haas, I think he stepped off. He had to run to the job real quick. But, you know, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we've been going in on this subject for 2 hours straight. This has been more than enlightening. Now, I'm going to take it a step further. Ladies, I'm going to give you the opportunity. If you want, I would give you a show just for you to talk about the subject part two, because I had a lot of people texting in, and for whatever reason or another, you know, this subject has been going on pretty strong for the 2 hours. You know, what do you think, Eddie? Been going on pretty strong?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it, man. I actually have a lot more I could say. So, yeah, it's great.
Well, you know what? Let's make a part two, because it's going down. That's it. It's going down. What do you think, ladies?
Part
is that okay
two.
With you?
Sex and romance, part two.
Yeah, you got to be part two. We're going to go in, because, you know, it seems that it's an unfinished topic, because Vicky, you brought up a good point. Sid, you definitely brought up some good points. You know, Ed. Eddie, brother, you're going to open up the damn Pandora's box. But, no, listen, it's been an awesome show. I mean, Brother Dow, you missed part of it, but we have to do a part two, because I have a special guest I also want to bring on next week, another lady, and I'm going to invite him on. Vicky, are you down, or what's your schedule like?
I'm down, but you know, you got to let me kind of check my calendar to see what's going on. But I'm always down.
Right, well,
so.
Let's talk behind the scenes. Sig, okay. If you don't mind, we love your input. Definitely, like always. Brother Eddie, listen, before we go, any close out? Anybody want to tell the listeners right now? Because I want to end off definitely with one of Vicky's songs, Shame.
Can I close out saying something? Can I close out saying something?
Absolutely.
First and foremost, we're actually being serious about talking about sex and all that kind of stuff. But I have girlfriends who have teenagers that I talk to about sex. They sex. Even though we are openly talking about sex and how we enjoy it and getting a nut off, please practice safe sex. There's so much stuff going on out there. I talk to all the kids in the schools, and there a lot of them, for some reason, everybody talk about their sexuality being gay and everybody's open about that. I don't care what you are. Practice safe sex. We don't want you to learn how to be sexual while catching something that you can't get rid of. So
that's good.
That's very, very good. It's also a lesson there to be learned.
I agree with you. Listen, Vicky, also just going for piggyback what you're saying, you know, me and Daryl, we're putting some things together as far as we're mentoring. So we're going to talk behind the scenes about that on the local area up here. So we would definitely love your input with the ladies.
Sounds good. I'm with that.
Okay. Brother Daryl?
Yes, sir.
Any closing remarks?
Except for everybody, be safe out there. Enjoy your weekend. And, like, next week, let's do this again. Get back to be more involved.
There you go. There you go. Enough said. The lovely Miss Sig, any closing remarks to some of your listeners?
I enjoyed the show. You guys are great. Of course, you talk about sex, I'm always there. I love that woman. I love that woman. I do. I love that woman.
I'm so glad the listeners got to share in on her, man. This is my she's my secret. She's somebody that I have contact with on a regular basis. I love her dearly. She's awesome. She's my lawyer. And I love her to death.
That sounds
so
kind of
awesome.
Spoiled there, Eddie.
Yeah, I was selfish with it, and I was intentional about doing it. But I love her to death. I'm so glad that you guys got to encounter Sig, which is short for signature. She's awesome. As far as me closing out, I just can't wait to go in depth with the show. I personally think that we could have gone more into problem solving, like that guy that is having issues keeping his mess up. What could you do to kind of last a little bit longer? Stuff like that. So I'll let that be like a sound bite so that we can make sure that people come back and listen to the next one about stuff like that. But I think we should go into solutions and stuff.
Listen, I think next week, I think it's definitely a part two to this because it's just a wide topic. And I think, you know, we went in about just a lot of things that happen in relationships and one-on-ones that we put on the table. And I think definitely next week we can kind of go to a little problem solving. You know, how do we fix it, man? How you keep it up? Ladies,
yeah.
You know, how you don't get dry? What things are out there? Don't blame the man because you don't make me wet. Maybe it's an issue with you. I mean, let's open that Pandora's box. You know, let's talk about it because a lot of young ladies don't understand. And you said something. I think it was Vicky. You said about high blood pressure.
You know,
a lot of our African American women and men, you know, we're known for high blood pressure. So understand your bodies. Have education about sex and romance. It's not just about, well, he's not doing this to me. Maybe it's you. You know, so look at yourself. Guys, don't blame the woman. Oh, she don't get me off. Maybe it's you.
Unfortunately, it's the truth. The high blood pressure for men, it kind of keeps them from keeping staying hard. And high blood pressure medication for women dries them out because if it's anything like a water pill, it's drying your ass out automatically. It's drying your ass out automatically. So it may be. So, you know, it may not be an issue.
That's true. Guys, I'm going to put it out there. Those who are doing drugs, you're not going to get hard all the time.
Just a little plug, singular gives you erectile dysfunction. So does I'm just saying that's a side effect of allergy pill that starts with a C. One of the side effects is erectile dysfunction. And sometimes guys too, I think Zyrtec D makes it hard for you to pass urine. I'm throwing it out there because one year I was terrified and I went and got that daggone big Q-tip put in me just to check for sexually transmitted disease, and it was for no reason because it was the actual Zyrtec Z, and I want nobody to ever experience that in their life. They don't put any Vaseline on it or nothing, fellas. Just stop taking the Zyrtec D, please.
Oh, so they gave it to you raw without a condom and didn't let you come.
Wow. So, listen, it's been great. Let's end off the show with one of the songs by Miss Vicky Martin. We'll do Shame. She killed it. Originally done by Miss Evelyn Champagne King. Everyone have a beautiful and blessed evening. Thank you. God bless you all week. See you next week.
Thank you.